Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump today tweeted he will not attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. This as he faces growing outrage over pro-Trump extremists who stormed the Capitol building Wednesday. Meanwhile, Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will now be sworn into office on the west front of the U.S. Capitol building on January 20th. Because the rioters overtook the platform where the ceremony was to have taken place. And a fifth person has died after the violence at the Capitol. Capitol Police say one of their officers who was hurt in the attack died from his injuries last night. And Pierre Scott Newman reports.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died late Thursday after collapsing the previous day, following what the force described as a physical engagement with protesters who stormed the houses of Congress. Dozens of other police officers were injured in the melee triggered by Trump supporters who sought to shut down the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. Officer Sicknick is the fifth person to die as a result of Wednesday's insurrection. A Trump supporter, a woman in her 30s, was also fatally shot after breaching the Capitol building, and three other people died as a result of medical emergencies resulting from the violence. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Voting equipment company Dominion is suing lawyer and conspiracy theorist Susan Powell for $1.3 billion for defamation. Powell was at one time a Trump lawyer who alleged, without evidence, that Dominion was part of a plot instigated by Venezuela and other actors to swing the election. Militia leader Cliven Bundy is praising the violent mob that overtook the Capitol. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports the Nevada rancher is also signaling that President Trump played a key role in inciting the violence.
In a Facebook post, Cliven Bundy says, quote, "You can't clean the swamp by standing off at a distance and smelling it." He goes on to heap praise on President Trump, who he says pointed towards Congress and nodded his head and told his loyalists to go get the job done. Bundy is an icon of the extreme right. He's also a free man. The U.S. government's case against him collapsed following the armed standoff he led against federal agents east of Las Vegas in 2014. His sons and other extremists from around the U.S. later staged an armed occupation of federal buildings in eastern Oregon and were later acquitted. Extremist group monitors say these illegal acts in the West in recent years helped embolden pro-Trump insurrectionists at the U.S. Capitol. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Boise.
The Labor Department says employers cut 140,000 jobs in December. That's the first loss in 8 months as the pandemic continues to surge around the country. The unemployment rate remained the same at 6.7%. Wall Street is trading higher at this hour, but the Dow has pulled off earlier highs. It's up 16 points right now. The Nasdaq is up 103. You're listening to NPR News. President-elect Joe Biden will introduce several more nominees of his economic team today. He will nominate Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo for Commerce Secretary, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as Labor Secretary, and Isabel Guzman to lead the Small Business Administration. Biden plans to introduce them at an event in Wilmington, Delaware, as he moves to complete his cabinet, one that he says will be the most diverse in history. Israel says it is expanding its world-leading vaccination drive with increased supplies from Pfizer. It's pledging to vaccinate all Israeli adults against COVID-19 by the end of March. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Pfizer has agreed to expedite vaccine shipments, and Israel has agreed to give Pfizer the country's nationalized medical records to study how the vaccine's quick rollout impacts an entire population. Israel is a country of about 9 million. It's outpacing every other country on COVID-19 vaccinations. Officials say more than 18% of the country has received a first shot, while Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza still await vaccines from the World Health Organization. Netanyahu hopes to win votes by vaccinating the country before he's up for re-election in late March. Israel has also imposed a stricter lockdown, drawing criticism from Netanyahu's opponents because it led to another delay of his corruption trial. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Wall Street is trading higher. The Dow is up 16 points at 31,057. The NASDAQ is up 107 points at 13,174. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Studios with the new film, Herself. From the director of The Iron Lady comes a story of a young mother who, against all odds, creates a home for her daughters with the help of unexpected friends. Now on Prime Video and Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes out to the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the second hour of the Blues Box for us. It's Friday here on KRVS. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Nick Spitzer in American Roots. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash with Freetown Radio. A lot more great music coming your way here on KRVS. Freetown Radio airs at 3 p.m. We're going to open up this hour with music from B.B. King. Here's B.B. King from 1953 with You Upset Me, Baby.
She got a real crazy leg. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Yes, I'm telling you people, she's something fine that you really ought to see. Well, she's not too tall, complexion is fair. Man, she knocks me out the way she wears her hair. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me? Well, I've tried to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?
It's early in the morning. just about the break of day. I'm feeling mean and salty, and I'm not in no mood to play. You see, I love you so much, but lying and cheating is your claim to fame. I made every sacrifice, but it was all in vain. Set my pride aside, but now I see you'll never change. You gave me secondhand loving, 'cause lying and cheating is your claim. Did you think I'd give you my money and let you treat me like a fool? Run around with the other women while my heart was feeling the blues. Now don't you say another word before I really get mad. Now go in there and wash those dishes before I put my foot deep. Cause you know I'll tell you what's right. Lying and cheating is your first, middle, and last name. Same old tired game. Lying and cheating is your claim to fame.
E.C. Scott from a Blind Pig Records release called Hard Act to Follow. That came out back in 1998. She had a few discs out on Blind Pig Records. Her singing started as a girl in singing gospel music in church. She ended up with a pretty good blues belter. She was preceded by B.B. King. We heard B.B. King from 1953 doing You Upset Me, Baby. B.B. bringing us in to the second hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. We're going to turn next to the band Canned Heat. They really took off in the late 1960s, marrying basically boogie blues to rock. They resurrected some old blues tunes. For instance, Going Up the Country was Bulldoze Blues originally, recorded by Ragtime Henry Thomas in the 20s. This next tune was first recorded by Hambone Willie Newbern in 1929. From 1967, here's the band Canned Heat here on KRVS with their rendition of Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't like my taters, don't you take my bite. Oh, well, I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, well, I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, well, I had a feeling, baby, you don't love me no more.
Got me stranded, baby, here on the second floor. You keep telling me, baby, I got to walk out that door. Baby, girl, I ain't walking out that door. Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. Now, I've been knowing you, baby, since you was a child. Since you got up and saw the bright lights, girl, you were running wild. Baby, girl, I ain't going out that door. Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. Well, now you fool me up here, baby. Think it's a crying shame. You got me standing up here, baby. You're down at your mane. Baby. Girl, I ain't going out that door. Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, how do I know? Now we came up here together. You want me to take the blame? I don't wanna stay here, baby. Face that other man. Baby. Girl, I ain't going out that door. Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. It's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. It's a man down there. Maybe your man, how do I know?
G. G.L. Crockett, recorded in Chicago back in 1965 with a number that got him into the top 10 of the R&B charts that year. His adaptation of Sonny Boy Williamson tune called One Way Out, and he ended up giving it a Jimmy Reed groove and a hit for him. Prior to that, we heard from 1967 the band Canned Heat. We heard them do Rollin' and Tumblin', again, a number that was first recorded by Hambone Willie Newbern back in 1929. Canned Heat, the various members were very, very significant as far as doing stuff offstage. It's said about Alan Wilson, one of the vocalists and the blues harp player, he also plays slide guitar, that he wrote a very scholarly work on blues. Henry Vestine was a record collector. His father, who was a scientist, used to take him to blues concerts when he was a boy and to a record shops. He had supposedly a collection of thousands of 78s. Vestine was instrumental in rediscovering Skip James back in 1964. A lot of those guys long since passed away, Bob Hite, Henry Vestine, Alan Wilson. We're going to listen to the band Canned Heat, a later iteration of the band, one from 2003 with some special guests on this next track. Taj Mahal will be doing the vocals on this number, and there's a narrative by John Lee Hooker included also. Canned Heat with Never Get Out of These Blues Alive.
Never get out this here blues alive. I'll never, never get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these blues. Rest of my life, drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes. Drinking black coffee, yeah, and smoking cigarettes. Boys, I can't sleep at night, but you know I sure can use a little rest. Thank you.
jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long. People, I jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long. I just can't sleep at night. There ain't no use lying down.
That's why I'm singing this here song.
I'll never, never get out of these here blues alive. I'll never, 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 never get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these here blues until the day I
die. Members of those days, which will never die. It would only die when I die. And Alan Wilson and Vito and Big Bob Hike, just some of the greatest people that you ever wanted to be, was such kind people. I wouldn't want to be with a better group than them. And they could play my music better than anybody that I know. They were playing my music before I knew them. They loved the Johnny Hooker. Hook and Heat, the boogie. And we rode it like a pony, we really did. Memories that I can never forget. Hook and Heat.
John Lee Hooker, a narrative included on a track called Never Get These Out of These Blues Alive. Canned Heat from the year 2003. Hooker, of course, by this time had passed away. He died in 2001. Interesting song, and again, Taj Mahal doing the vocals on that number. Next year on KRVS, back to 1994 and Kev Moe's eponymous release on OK Records. This is the one to put him in the national spotlight.
Am I wrong? Falling in love with you. Tell me, am I wrong? Well, falling in love with you. While your other man was out there night, stepping all over you. Ooh, sweet thing, tell me, am I wrong? Ooh, holding on to you so tight. Tell me, am I wrong? Holding on to you so tight. If your other man come to claim you, he better be ready for a long, hard fight. Well, I got to be strong. Well, I know you're depending on me. You know I got to be strong. I know you're depending on me. To give you all of my attention, all of my time, and all of the love you need. Oh, tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. Tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. I just want to make a home for you, baby. And all of your children, too. Tell me, am I wrong? Falling in love with you. Tell me, am I wrong? Falling in love with you. While your
from their 2017 release, Prayer for Peace. That was a North Mississippi All-Stars with a number called Deep Ellum, talking about Deep Ellum, Dallas, a Dallas neighborhood that was basically founded in the late 19th century. A lot of African-American businesses and professionals, a lot of clubs, a lot of stores, also a place for a newly arrived European immigrants. And it was also, very importantly, a hotbed for music by the 1920s. Jazz and blues just predominated. People like Bessie Smith, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Robert Johnson, Lead Belly, and others performed there. So interesting place and definitely a very, very important cultural neighborhood in Dallas. Of course, it fortunately declined after World War II, but then it's sort of been reconstituted. So anyway, great, interesting song. We heard Keb Mo just before hearing the North Mississippi All-Stars. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to someone that played in Deep Ellum back in the day. Here is Huey Leadbetter, better known as Lead Belly. Lead Belly recorded in August of 1943 with Sonny Terry on blues harp, doing a number called Good Morning Blues.
But I was just dissatisfied. Ooh. When I got up this morning, blues walking around my bed. Yeah, the blues walking around my bed. I went to eat my breakfast, the blues was all in my breath. I sent for you yesterday, baby. Yeah, you come a walking today. Yeah, yeah, you come and walk in today. Got your mouth wide open, you don't know what to say.
Your dressing, go to Dallas to have your style. Well, you want to go to the penitentiary in a hurry, Lord, how much? Go to Groesbeck to have your trial. Yeah, you know, I hung around Groesbeck. I worked in hard shadow rain. I didn't feel the least bit uneasy, uneasy, Lord help me, till I caught that penitentiary-bound train. Yeah, you know my mama called me, more than a handsome ma'am. She said, Sonny, you taught her working, working, Lord help me. I said, Mama, yes, I am. Yeah, you know my papa called me, boys and the house is up. He said, son, if you try to work and work it, Lord help me, what the hell you gonna stay there for? Grandma said, if you had been a good boy, son, and stayed at home, you'd have been working for your mama, Lord, no, picking up chips on your grandma's phone. I said, Grandma, they got a dog named Rattler. I didn't swear she's a water dog. You know that fool can swim Bragg's River. Swear she can walk a foot long.
Lightning Hopkins, recorded in the late 1940s for Gold Band Records. Lightning doing a number called Groesbeck Blues. Groesbeck is the county seat of Limestone County in Texas. Sort of another prison song. It was a number that Lightning learned from Texas Alexander. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins, we heard Leadbelly. Leadbelly from 1943. He did a number called Good Morning Blues. And we turn next here on KRVS to another song about prisons. We're going to turn to Lowell Fulson, who also worked with Texas Alexander in the 40s. Here's Lowell Fulson, though, from late 1940s, early 50s, doing a number called River Blues.
Woke up this morning, oh man, this morning soon. Well, I woke up this morning, oh, this morning soon. You know I couldn't see nothing, nothing, oh, but saw the moon. I've been all around this whole career. I've been all around this whole career. You know I can't find a mule. But us a drove pretty women, oh, like it did ugly men. Well, I was on the river, oh, 1904. I was on the river, oh, man, 1904. Dead man laying, oh, on every turn road.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's nice. I like that song. That sort of song sort of fit me a little bit too, you know. Thank you.
I want to tell you about a big bulldog that I had once, and I let him bark for some friends of mine, and they kept on coming back and wanting that big bulldog to bark again. I called him Barking Bulldog. Listen.
I got a big bulldog. Well, and he barks just fine. Well, I've got a big bulldog. Well, and he barks just fine. Well, I declare if you come up and see me, baby, I'll let my bulldog bark for you sometime. Well, I love my bulldog. Well, because he acts so nice. Yes, I love my bulldog. Well, because he acts so nice. Well, if you ever hear him bark once, ooh, well, well, you wanna hear him bark twice. Once I let my bulldog bark for a lady friend. Once I let my bulldog, yes, bark for a lady friend. Well, she said, please, Mr. Bulldog owner, please let your bulldog bark again. Howdy, bark.
Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry with Barkin' Bulldog Blues. Brownie on guitar and vocals, Sonny Terry on blues harp. This is from an album called Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry at the Second Fret. The Second Fret was a folk club in Philadelphia, and this was recorded there back in April of 1962. Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry were really the longest-running Piedmont-style blues duet. They officially got together back around 1941 or so and stayed together for many, many years. Before we heard Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, we heard Lowell Fulson here on KRVS from the late 40s, maybe as late as 51. Lowell Fulson doing a number called River Blues. Again, that one, sort of another prison song, talks about Bud Russell, who was the Texas transfer agent, prison transfer agent, and from the teens on up to, I think, 1944. Very interesting blues about that guy over the years. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Howling Wolf. We're going to listen to Howling Wolf recorded in Chicago back in July of 1956. Wolf, along with Jose Lee Kennard on piano, also Otis Smokey Smothers and Hubert Sumlin on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, and Earl Phillips on drums. This is a number that Howling Wolf adapted from a recording that Tommy Johnson did back in the late 20s. Johnson's original song was Cool Drink of Water, and the version by Howling Wolf is called I Asked for Water.
Oh, I asked for water. Oh, she broadening and gasoline.
Nobody knows. going upstairs. I'm gonna bring back down all my clothes where I go. Nobody knows. Leaving Chicago. Can't stay there no more. Ooh, 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 ooh,
the band The Nighthawks from the late 1970s. The Nighthawks were largely based out of Washington, D.C. for quite a number of years. That was their rendition of How Many More Years, the number that Howling Wolf first recorded back in 1951. And of course, we heard Howling Wolf just before hearing The Nighthawks. We heard Wolf recorded in 1956 doing a number called I Asked for Water, one of those Feel the Love songs. And again, that was based on an old Tommy Johnson tune from the late 1920s, Howling Wolf's adaptation thereof. You're listening to The Blues Box. We broadcast at 88.7 FM of Lafayette and Lake Charles. And we are KRVS, public radio for Acadiana, and a public service to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. KRVS is member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you out there who help us out annually with contributions that allow us to meet our expenses. And if you're not one of those people, we hope that you'll consider becoming one. We hope that public radio means enough to you to where you feel it. You can support it with a donation, and you can do that anytime at the website krvs.org. Just hit the go to the website, hit the donate button, and pledge your support and help us keep these programs going here in Acadia.